Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative.
Well, Southern California, how do you like SoCal now, huh? Snowing, raining, Capricorn transits, cardinal transits, a lot of people uptight and out of sight. Makes you wonder, who's got it good, right? Well, you could be in Chicago right now, or maybe St. Paul. Maybe you could be in Fairbanks, Alaska. Might even be somewhere in the middle of the Sahara Desert. But no, you're right here in Southern California. Well, you know, what the heck? At least 12 noon in SoCal, we have the Astrology Hour, so we have something for all of us to look forward to, including myself. Today's topic is called Focusing on Your Spirit. A lot of people get wrapped up into depression, anxiety. They think they've got it tough. They think they have it bad. They focus on their problems. They forget this is all an illusion, a trick, a trap, a travesty, a facade. It's life. We say, why did God do this? How could God have possibly created this type of system? Why did she do that to us? It wasn't us. It was us that did it to us. Anyway, welcome to this illusion called the third dimension. I'm Farley Malaris, your host, and life is too short to take personal, so why bother? Bob Soler really did a nice thing today. He left me a framed, a hand-done, actually, I don't know what you call it, a calligraphy of the mantra, the astrology mantra called Zodiac Synchronization. It is beautiful. It's one of the nicest things I've ever received. I know that we've given you this mantra as we did last week on the radio before, but Bob took the time to, and he's one of the best calligraphers, if not the best I've ever seen, to write it all out and frame it and give me a bunch of copies. And Bob, boy, did I need that. I really needed to get that today. And I'm going to put that one up in my house, and we're going to see if we can't make beautiful copies of that mantra available to you, the listeners of the Astrology Hour. So stay tuned for details in the coming days to find out how you can get your very own private copy of the Zodiac Mantra. So, Bob, if I didn't say thank you before, thank you, and thank your wife, Kathy Soler, Kathy Sunshine Soler, for supporting the show with. She's always sending me postcards wherever she is, anywhere in the world. I might get more mailed from her than you, Bob. I'm sure I don't, but she also sends in lots of orders and regular members. So many thanks. Heavy, detailed, deep thanks for that nice framed mantra and a few extra copies, too. The general manager's already asked for one. The program director's already asked for one. They were quick, you know. They really wanted that, that's for sure. Okay, so welcome to the Astrology Hour, and, you know, you might be having a hard day. Well, if you're having a tough day, I'm sorry. I understand. And if for no other reason, if you just want to call and say hello to a friendly person, you don't have to ask me a thing. You can just call up and we can shoot the bull today, you know? Just tell Marilyn, no reading, no questions, just want to say hi to Farley. I know how you feel, because it's just, life lately is just seeming, it's getting weird. I don't know what's going on, but things are strange. So many people are so wrapped up and tied up into what's going on in their lives and what's right with their lives and what's wrong with their lives and what they want that we forget. We forget, we take for granted what we have. We forget to stop and count our blessings. We're so busy trying to figure out what we want or what we need or what we're after or what we're searching for, what we're seeking or what we've lost or what's been taken from us or what's past or what's gone. We're so busy dwelling on it that we forget to focus on what really is truly real, which is the spirit. I wake up in the morning, sometimes I say to myself, Farley, you're having a better dream state than you are having a life state here. And you know why that is? It's because the material world can be so much fun, but even being at Disneyland on a regular basis can get boring and tedious and even monotonous, believe it or not. Some people say, oh, that's not true, Farley. I've been to Disneyland before. I love it. You can leave me there for 30, 40 years. Well, guess what? If you're about 30, 40 years old, then you might be getting to the point right now where you say, hey, man, this ride isn't exactly what I thought it would be. So we do really get wrapped up and tied up by the illusion of life and by the seduction of this dimension. I have oftentimes considered the belief, if not the fact, that there's a war going on, a spiritual war going on, between the forces of evil and the forces of good. And of course, the forces of evil would like to promote materialism in the third dimension and the importance of earth and power and money and greed and property and all these things that we think are so important. Whereas the forces of good are trying hard to break through and somehow send the message of the true value, the true wealth of the universe, which is in the spirit. But how many of us go through a day in our lives we place so much importance on our spirit? How many of us? How many of us wake up in the morning and say, good morning, spirit. How you doing? What's going on, guy, gal? Hey, spirit, what's happening? It's like you got to form a relationship with this spirit. The spirit of God, of course, can be focused within the individual. But because the spirit is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent, it is everywhere. It is everything. It is everybody. It is in the air. It's in the woods. It's in the rain. It's in the trees. It's in the snow. It's in the birds. It's in the bees. It's everywhere. And yet, we are just sitting there trying to make ourselves miserable. Even people in jail, people in institutions, people that are in Catholic schools, Jewish synagogues, Muslim shrines, wherever, people that are praying and they're waiting and they're hoping. And meanwhile, they're depressed, they're down and out, they're anxiety-ridden, they're broke, they have nothing, they have no shelter, no clothing, but they still have their spirit. And if they just can take the time to center and to balance and to focus and to relax and to just rejoice. You know, we, each and every one of us, has the power to center and balance in a meditative state, to trance out and to reach a level of utter bliss, where things somehow come together, come into focus, and answers are received. Meanwhile, if you're walking around and you're aggravated with the weather, and you're aggravated with your girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife, you're aggravated with your children and the money situation and your career situation, you are so wrapped up and seduced by this dimension, and in that way, the forces of evil, that if they had their choice, would retain total control and say, yes, this dollar is real. Or yes, this car is real. Or yes, this planet is real. It's just not true. Metaphysically speaking, we must remember that all there is the spirit. And that is it. And everything else that we perceive or sense to be real is specifically and truly an illusion made up of light particles, molecules, atoms, electrons, neutrons, protons, whatever, molecules of light. This is a hologram. This is a projected image presented to you by the spirit in the universe, which we are part and parcel of. You just have to remember that life can be tough the more serious you take it. Well, so you're in Disneyland for 30 years. Well, so you're getting tired of it. It's becoming monotonous and tedious. So the rides aren't that much fun anymore. Well, you still have your spirit. It's time to take a look at some different perspectives while you're at Disneyland. Instead of focusing on the rides, instead of focusing on the illusion of fun and entertainment, maybe you should start focusing on the spirit. Now, I am aware that there are some bad butt transit going on out there right now. You wouldn't believe, with Venus coming up to square Mars, Venus Aquarius, Mars Taurus, right? And all you folks that have fixed planets around the middle, Taurus, Aquarius, Scorpio, and Leo. Pluto's already dead center Scorpio, right? So we're going to get a T-square transit coming up this weekend. Venus, Aquarius, Mars, Taurus, Pluto in Scorpio, which really is very strange and weird for the fixed signs. I'm also aware with the Aries moon today, and that is square Neptune, Saturn, and Uranus in Capricorn, and also coming up to square Mercury in Capricorn, the sun's getting ready to go into Pisces, right? Meanwhile, the sun's going to be square Mars and Venus coming up here in a few weeks. You know, there are really some strange astrological effects. You know what's neat about astrology is that when we have our hardest transits and when we're going through periods in life that seem to be the most difficult, the most strenuous, the problem that's going on, what is really truly going on, what is really truly happening, is that we are being alerted to the fact that we are taking this dimension too personal. You want to know what it's about? It's funny how oftentimes, if you were a Satanist, and if you were into the forces of evil, then very much you would like people to know and to understand how negative some of these astrological transits can be. Oh, your life can go to hell, and oh, you could go broke, or oh, you could lose your job, or you could lose your relationship, or maybe you'll lose your mind, or whatever. The forces of evil would love for you to be just totally enwrapped and frightened of the astrological energies. But the forces of light, the forces of good, would tell you, hey, astrology is good because it lets us know when we're taking life too serious. It lets us know when we're being wrapped up in this illusion of separation that we participate in right here on this planet, because we are all under the belief that we are alone and separate and in constant competition with everyone else to gain and to accumulate property and money and masses and love and children and power and whatever. It's like we are totally entrapped and entranced by this illusion. And when you have these hard transits, you know what happens during these transits? Oftentimes, if not all the time, something is taken from you. Something is taken away. During these hard transits, I lost my friend Ken Wegner from Wegner Crystals. My favorite bird, Bastion, passed away a couple weeks ago. I found out this morning that I'm not on K-Rock every day anymore. I've been reduced to Fridays again, so lots of people that listen to that station are upset. I wish I could announce on that station that I'm on K-Fox every day, and then they wouldn't be so upset. They'd find me thinking about running an ad somewhere to let all those listeners know where I am every day. And things like it rains, maybe things break down, you have mechanical problems. We just went through a big Mercury retrograde. You could have had lots of problems with your car and all kinds of mechanical things that you own that are getting old, or like problems with your teeth that may need maintenance, or your body that might need maintenance. So when we have these transits, so oftentimes we are just intertwined into the problems of everyday life, and we forget the spirit. We neglect this power of God that we have inside of us that is so easy to plug into. Albeit, it may mean that we might have to put ourselves somewhere, somehow, in a silent space, right? In a quiet room, a quiet sector with a nice, comfortable chair, or someplace where we can sit comfortably in lotus and close our eyes and just focus on that tone or that pleasant color or that visualized environment that we love so much, just to pull us away from everyday life, shut down the conscious mind a little bit, allow the intuitive mind and the higher self to have more communion with us, and allow that dream state to be more experimentative. And this is what allows us to process the stress and to focus more on our spirit, align and open our chakras, and feel so much better, even though in the third dimension, in this illusion called life, everything else seems to be so miserable. Because we're not aware that we're so busy being negative, we're so busy being worried and frightened and scared and upset about the taxes and about the children, about the rent, the mortgage, the bills, whatever, that we neglect the spirit. And just by nurturing that spirit that's within and without, the all-powerful, all-encompassing spirit of God that dwells right within your breast, when you become aware of how gentle life can be or life can seem, no matter how tough it is, even if you were having a massive coronary, or God forbid you were in the hospital with a dread disease, terminal illness, whatever, if you can still somehow focus on that spirit, you could make whatever's going on that much easier to deal with by retaining that spiritual priority. And as far as I'm concerned, focusing on the spirit, which is what today's topic is all about, is so important. It is so important, if not the number one most important thing, especially during these horrible transits. And so many of us are conditioned. We're not raised in school. We're not raised by our families and by our institutions to focus on spirit. What are we raised on? We're raised to focus on other majors, like history, or like finances, or relationships. We are raised to focus on the material. Makes you wonder who the hell is running this dimension. Who the hell is running this dimension? Capital H-E-L-L, that's right, quote unquote. Now, because so many people are suffering, so many billions of people are suffering, that the suffering we have here in the United States or in Southern California is minuscule next to what some people with leprosy or dread diseases, poverty and hunger all over the world are dealing with. But we brutalize ourselves because we're having a minor problem. And we forget to focus on the Spirit, which is truly the gift of love, the gift of light, and the gift of God that God intentionally placed within each and every one of us so we could plug in and connect to the source, to the center of the universe, which is what we truly are, the center of the universe. Woo-wee, what a topic, huh? Sometimes I do topics that this is the one I'm going to put in a tape and listen to over and over again after I get out of here. Well, in case you're wondering, I'm dancing in the control room. Yeah, get down, erasure. How can I? Okay. Yep. Well, you know, I'm a progressed Virgo here. I'm pushing progressed Libra pretty soon, coming up, I'll tell you. But right now, I'm progressed Virgo and progressed Mercury in Virgo and progressed Saturn in Virgo, progressed Sun in Virgo. So I have plenty to worry about. If you need something to worry about, then you got it right here. And I'm also progressed Venus in Virgo, so I am really, gosh, people say, Farley, you put down Virgos and you give them a hard time and you think they're too prudish and you think they're too conservative and they're too ethical, they're too moral. Hey, I'm a Virgo. You know, what I'm just trying to tell you is I have all these qualities, all these Virgoan qualities, and I relate to what it's about. I relate to waking up in the morning and feeling naturally worried like a Virgo moon or a Virgo rising or a Virgo sun sign. One of my best friends, Mark Henry's got a Virgo moon, a guy I work with here. I see in his eyes, he's an Aquarius, he fights hard to be happy. The problem that I have, and I'm sure that a lot of you have, is that we are just too worried, and we are just too focused, and we just dwell too much on what could go wrong. The Murphy's Law philosophy. It occurs. It happens. Every day. And it happens to a lot of us, and it compounds. And when we get wrapped up in situations that we think are impossible, or that we can't deal with, or that are too painful, or make us feel like running, or crying, or screaming. First of all, little crying or screaming might not hurt, number one. But second of all, there's really nowhere to run. So what I like to do is I like to remind myself of the Spirit of God and this powerful force that dwells within each and every one of us and also outside of us. It's everywhere. And when I remember, when I get to this point that I remember this Spirit, then I often either get a tape recorder or a piece of paper and a pencil, and I write down everything in my life I can think of that's good, or I just read it right off in the recorder. You know, little things. Like, Mom and Dad feel good. They're having a good day. Or, like, I have an apartment. I have shelter. I'm wearing clothing. My senses are intact. All my limbs and my fingers and toes are intact. I have a nice car. I have nice little friends that live with me, little pets, friends, roommates. I have good friends in the world. And a nice career. And I'm working on new innovations in my life. I like to sit down and dwell on positive energy, because I know that that's the forces of good. The positive energy is what I'm talking about when I talk about this war that's going on in higher and lower realms between the forces of good and the forces of evil, that as I speak right now is going on. It's like we are being pulled towards emphasizing the material over the spirit. We are being pulled towards emphasizing all the seduction in this dimension over the spirit. And the forces of good that come from the spirit that remind us, hopefully, that that's where the good is in our spirit. And in basic little vibrations like love and hope and mercy and forgiveness and happiness and just enlightenment and awareness, basic little vibrations, that's where the power is. That's what you bring into this lifetime and that's what you take out. So next time you're having a hard day and you're giving yourself a hard time and you're giving everyone else a hard time or vice versa, and you think life just stinks, you don't like it, you don't like the way things are going, then take my advice. Find yourself a quiet space, a quiet center, and have a relationship and a communion with your spirit. I know a lot of you are going through hard transits, and the only way to pull out is you need to visualize positive, good, happy things, affirm positive, good, powerful, happy thoughts, and have a communion with that higher part of yourself that is truly blissful. And if you're patient enough, and if you're calm enough, and if you're centered enough, you'll get there. And when you do, you'll feel better. And then you'll be the light that lights the rest of the people around you. You'll be that beacon and that catalyst that'll help everyone else feel better, like I'm trying to be right now. Focusing on the Spirit, the name of the topic for today's show.